SpaceX's record-breaking IPO is creating unprecedented market dynamics, including a rare deal where the company pays banks nothing on its $11.25 billion greenshoe option. This structure is almost unheard of in major public offerings and signals SpaceX's extraordinary negotiating position.
The technical details matter here. Greenshoe options typically generate substantial underwriter fees because they're essentially insurance policies for volatile debuts. Banks usually earn fees whether they exercise the option or not. SpaceX waiving these fees suggests they either had overwhelming demand or structured the deal to minimize dilution at any cost.
Meanwhile, many investors who bought SpaceX shares through layered special purpose vehicles face months of uncertainty about their actual holdings. As trading begins on the NASDAQ, these SPV investors might wait months to understand their positions and could face significant losses depending on how their vehicles are structured.
The SPV complexity reflects how difficult it was to invest in SpaceX during its private years. Investors created sophisticated structures to access shares, but those same structures now create opacity and potential conflicts when the company goes public. Some SPV investors might discover they own different share classes or face unexpected fees.
137 Ventures quietly accumulated over 1% of SpaceX across 15 years, a position now worth nearly $20 billion as shares surge in the historic debut. This represents one of the most successful long-term venture bets in history.
The timing of their accumulation strategy is remarkable. 137 Ventures was buying SpaceX shares when most investors considered space ventures too risky and capital intensive. They essentially made a 15-year bet that private space companies would eventually achieve both technical success and public market acceptance.
The investment thesis required believing that SpaceX could achieve cost advantages significant enough to reshape the entire space industry. When 137 Ventures started buying, SpaceX hadn't yet proven reusable rockets were commercially viable. The firm was betting on technology that didn't yet exist at scale.
SpaceX still must meet profitability requirements for S&P 500 inclusion, despite the successful IPO. This creates an interesting dynamic where the company needs to demonstrate consistent earnings to access the largest index funds, which could provide massive additional demand for shares.
The profitability requirement isn't trivial for SpaceX. The company has prioritized growth and technological development over short-term profits. Shifting to focus on earnings might require different strategic priorities, potentially slowing innovation or expansion into new markets like Mars missions.
SpaceX employees have formed group wealth deals following the record IPO, allowing staff to coordinate their equity decisions rather than making individual choices about when to sell. This structure could help prevent the kind of mass employee departures that sometimes follow successful public offerings.
The employee coordination makes strategic sense. Individual employees might feel pressure to sell immediately to diversify their wealth, but coordinated selling could help maintain company culture and operational continuity. It also potentially supports the stock price by avoiding massive insider selling in early trading.
The wealth management implications are substantial. SpaceX employees who've held equity for years suddenly have liquid wealth that requires sophisticated financial planning. The group approach allows them to share resources for tax planning, investment advice, and long-term wealth strategies.
What's particularly interesting is how this IPO reflects broader changes in space commercialization. SpaceX went public not just as a rocket company, but as a comprehensive space infrastructure business with satellite internet, government contracts, and Mars ambitions. Investors are essentially buying into the privatization of space exploration.
The market reception suggests investors believe private companies can achieve space exploration goals faster and more efficiently than government programs. SpaceX has demonstrated launch capabilities that rival national space agencies while operating as a for-profit business. The IPO success validates the commercial space model.
However, the space industry faces significant regulatory and technical risks that traditional businesses don't encounter. International space law, debris management, and planetary protection requirements could all affect SpaceX's long-term profitability in ways that are difficult to price into equity valuations.
the IPO also raises questions about access to space infrastructure. As space capabilities become privately owned, decisions about satellite deployment, space exploration, and potentially Mars colonization shift from democratic government processes to private corporate boardrooms. The geopolitical implications could be profound.